To join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. Even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Welcome to Crypt Rick's I've Been Thinking. What's this show all about? Well, it's all in the title. He enjoys interviewing people about issues that he finds interesting and which cause him to sit back and think. Cryptocurrency, true crime, natural law, the occult. No topic is off limits here. He has always enjoyed when people give their points of view or thoughts on different topics that they have researched. And what makes it all great is that it's their unique take on what is being discussed. For that reason alone, it makes it interesting to him. So take that walk down to his crypt. Make yourself comfortable. And just maybe, he will be discussing a topic that you have been thinking about. Here's your host, Crypt Rick.
Welcome, everybody. It is once again Monday night right here at Revolution Radio, and you are none other than listening to Crypt Rick's I've Been Thinking, and I am your host, Crypt Rick, and what a fitting holiday for the Crypt. I just love Halloween, and one of my favorite times of year, something I've been celebrating and for many different reasons, and just one of my favorite holidays. Very busy here right now with getting ready to hand out candy and all of those things and to all the little trick-or-treaters. So it's busy here. It's been busy here for the last couple of days getting ready for that. But I just wanted to, you know, wish everybody a happy Halloween and, you know, be safe and have some fun. It's a time for the adults to be able to go out, you know, have a little bit of fun too, dress up. And it's, you know, one of my favorite holidays of the year. And I just think that it's a very fitting that my show happened to fall on Halloween evening. Very cool, guys. Happy to be here. This show, before I explain what I'm going to be doing for tonight's show, I just always like to remind you guys that, you know, at Revolution Radio here, guys, it is listener supported, which is so important in this time. Definitely getting censored all over on the other platforms. I just spoke with somebody else who had another one of their videos on YouTube pulled down, which is kind of funny because it's been up for a few months now. And then, you know, YouTube decides, you know, that at one point they don't like it and they flag it. And they pull it down and they flag it. You get a flag on your channel and, you know, you get a few of those. Next thing you know, they'll pull your whole channel down. So I think it's right now so hard to get truthful information out there. And that is happening here at Revolution Radio, guys. There's, you know, freedom of speech here is live and well. Talk about any topic that you want, and you don't have to worry about being censored at all. And I think right now that is so important, and to support and keep going. And it is you guys that keep it going here at Revolution Radio through your donations, which are greatly appreciated. Many ways to donate. You can do it through cryptocurrency. So if you have a little crypto, they have Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. There's Ethereum. So you can donate that way. If you want to donate a little bit every month, choose the amount that you would like to donate. You can do that through Patreon, which is a great way because you kind of just set the amount and then you can just kind of forget about it. It comes out at the whenever you want it to come out. And, you know, there's snail mail, which is still a thing. Yep, definitely is, guys. You can go ahead and just do it that way. And the best way is just go to freedomslips.com and just go to the top of the page, go to the donation section, and it will show you all the different ways that you can donate and show your support. Keep the amazing shows that are on pretty much 24/7. There's shows going on Revolution Radio here. And so there's a lot of great content creators putting on amazing shows, covering so many important topics, so many different topics. And I just think that is a great thing to support. So to everybody who has donated and who is going to donate, thank you so much, because it is you guys that actually truthfully make this possible. And they're doing their best to silence people. That is for sure. And I know so many content creators on these other platforms. I don't have to mention who the platforms are. You guys know who they are, the big platforms. And it's just getting really hard to get good information out there. And if these platforms deem what you're saying is not what they want, you know, they want to treat you like a child and think you shouldn't hear it, or they don't agree with it, they just pull it down. And that's not happening here, guys. So just wanted to get that out of the way. Oh, and also don't forget to check out the shop, you know, the store. Lots of great stuff there you can get to support Revolution Radio and show your support. Maybe, you know, a t-shirt, there's mugs, whatever, you know, lots of different things. So make sure you also check that out, guys. Lots of cool stuff there. A great way to also show support. So thank you, guys. And just wanted to get that out of the way. And I'm just actually looking out the window now. I'm kind of doing the whole having to watch the door and stuff like that tonight. So I got a lot going on. As a lot of people know, it is my anniversary, 26 years this year married. So it's my anniversary and we're doing the Halloween thing. So it's just basically been a very busy day and a busy few days, actually. So it's just a really important day for me, for, as I said earlier, for a lot of different reasons. So I did want to make sure that I did come on though and at least do my show and say hi to you guys, and thank you all for your support. It is so much and greatly appreciated from me, guys. You have no idea how much it means. And you can, as I was saying, you got this show, and then on Saturdays I got my new show that I'm doing with a great co-host, my friend Jonathan Wright, which is the Crick Brick and Jonathan Show. That's on every Saturday in Studio B from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have amazing guests on there. Great conversations. We just had Corey from, you can find his work on YouTube and stuff. I can leave some links to his channels. We had a great one last Saturday. It was a great show, great conversation. And this guy's doing some important work, like, for sure. Like, he's really out there putting a lot of great content out there, a lot of great information. And so, you know, in that, and as I was saying, that guest was Corey Enderlot. And I will try to leave a link for you guys to find his channel and check it out, guys. Amazing stuff. He was an amazing guest. I've interviewed him on my YouTube channel and on this show. And then we decided to have him on our, Jonathan and I wanted to have him on our new show. So it was great. And really important information we were talking about. So, and then you can also catch me on, as you guys know, Music Lovers on Friday night. I'm on In Hawk's Nest. So, hey, if there's anything that you guys want to hear, let me know. Lots of ways you can get a hold of me, but the easiest way, send me an email. Not hard to get a hold of me. Send me an email, binthinkingpodcast@gmail.com. And say, hey, send me if there's any guests that you would like to for me to interview, or topics you would like me to look into. Just send me an email. Let me know, guys. If there's something you want to hear in the Hawk's Nest, let me know that too. Shoot me an email, guys. And I love to hear from you guys and get your thoughts. And so, and I appreciate that too. And I really do appreciate all of you that listen every week. It means so much to me. So thank you. And what I wanted to do for today's show is I did do an interview. You know, a little while back, I did play the interview that I did with Mark from Crypto Reality about the work that he's doing in the Bigfoot research. And so I do have another interview that I did do on my YouTube channel. It's in video form there. If you want to check it out, just go Crypt Ricks. I've been thinking on YouTube. and you'll find it. So this interview is with the gentleman, Mike, and he has a channel on YouTube called Sasquatch Ontario. And so he's been doing research for quite a while now. And so I wanted to get him on my, interview him for my YouTube show. And definitely because, you know, I'm from Ontario, Canada, I had to get him on there. And Sasquatch is a topic, as you guys know, that I really like looking into and for years have been interested in. So I'm glad that he agreed to come on. This interview was done a while back, actually. And I thought for Halloween night, what a perfect interview just to play and let you guys listen to. That way I can actually kind of keep an eye on the door if anyone knocks for their treats and stuff. So kind of, you know, I figured let's play an interview, you know, that I did earlier, pre-recorded. And that way at least I could do a show and be here with you guys. So I'm just going to go ahead and start the interview up. And as I said, this is Mike from Sasquatch Ontario, and you can just find that on YouTube. Go just type in Sasquatch Ontario's channel. It'll pop right up. And so I'm just going to go ahead and play this for you guys, and I will check in with you right before the break. And let's get it started. And I tell you, I'm having a great week so far. It's actually been an interesting week. Done a lot of cool interviews, which you guys will be seeing down in the future. And I have another great interview for this show. And it's kind of cool because if you guys remember a little bit while back, I did a interview with Mark from Crypto Reality. We were talking about the subject of Bigfoot, Sasquatch. A lot of people want to call them different things. And that was a great interview. It was actually very well received. And I got a lot of emails with people that wanted me to actually bring some more people on that research Bigfoot and, you know, talked about their stories and let people know what's going on with their research and what their research has brought them to believe and stuff like that. So that's what I did. I actually reached out to a few other people that are actually doing the research and been doing it for years and know a lot about this subject. And so I thought, what a great way, you know, I mean, you guys wanted that and that's what I went and did. I mean, I find the subject super interesting myself. It's actually a subject that I have been looking at for many, many years. And though I can't get out there in the woods and actually do the research because, you know, my disability and stuff, I can't. I wish I could. I wish I could be out there, boots on the ground with these guys and actually, you know, documenting the evidence myself. But it has been, as I said in my last interview when we were talking about crypto reality and Bigfoot, it's a subject that I find extremely fascinating to look into. And the one thing I have learned doing a lot of the research and interviewing a few people is that there is definitely two camps. Well, there's a few camps to this whole Bigfoot thing and Sasquatch thing. And you've got the people that think it's an ape running around in the woods that just hasn't been discovered. And then you have other people that say, no, it's a lot more than that. It's got paranormal aspects to it that, you know, they could be interdimensional. They could be able, they're able to come in and out of our dimension, stuff like that. And hey, you know, I mean, whatever, if that's what their research shows, who am I to argue with them? I mean, I'm learning like all of you guys. So I figured let's get some, you know, I really enjoy getting people on and discussing this topic. And I'm looking forward to this interview. So I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest right in here. There we go. How are you doing, Mike? This is Mike here, guys. This is Mike from Sasquatch, Ontario, actually in the neck of my woods, because I actually live in Ontario myself. And I want to welcome you, Mike, to the crypt and taking the time to come and talk to all of us about Sasquatch and where your research has led you in this topic.
Thanks, Rick. I'm happy to be here. Happy to share my experiences and what I've learned in the past. I'm in my 14th year now.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. And that's one thing I learned from watching. And everybody, I'll leave links in the description as usual. You can actually check out Mike's YouTube channel, Sasquatch Ontario, and I'll make sure I leave a link to that. Definitely go check it out because he's got lots of videos and he shows you basically his research and he talks to you a lot about what's going on in that. And that's how I kind of found you, Mike, was I wanted to see if there was researchers in where I live in Ontario. And I came across your website and got fascinated by all your videos. And so what I think a good place to start is how did you get involved even in the Sasquatch research? How did it all start for you?
This was back in probably maybe 2007, somewhere around there. And I was spending a lot of time in the woods on my time off from work, just by myself with a camera, photographing wildlife, nature. You know, I love nature, right? Ontario is beautiful, as you know.
Right.
It's a lot of pristine forest and nature here. So, you know, I'm out in the woods, bought some good camera gear, taught myself some photography skills and was doing that. And one day I had an epiphany to start looking into Sasquatch, you know, looking into the subject. Don't ask me where that came from, but actually at this point, because of my experiences, I think that thought might have been planted there by them, but, you know, I don't know that. So I started looking into the subject, and eventually, you know, I was looking at videos and stuff on YouTube, and I made a couple comments, and somebody who was local, basically, to me, much closer, you know, was, I think was, he wasn't that far from me. Anyways, he asked me if I wanted to go to, into an area of previous activity, which when he told me the location, I was extremely skeptical. I'm a skeptic first, right? I'm objective skeptical. I need to experience things firsthand for me to really get a grasp of it. So I ended up, I think it was about a month later, so I ended up meeting with him at this location at about 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was about 4.5 hours later, 4:30 in the afternoon. It was October 25th, 2008. I remember it was a, you know, kind of a drizzly day, gray and very, very light rainfall. And we were on this trail, and he ended up picking up this rock. He was showing, you know, kind of showing me the ropes, right? And he picked up this fist-sized rock. He went up to this pine tree. And this area is frequented by a lot of humans walking, dogs going horseback. But he picked up this rock and banged on this tree several times. And, you know, I'm pretty familiar with the sounds of the woods. And suddenly I heard this. Sounded like a gorilla chest thump, like a it was kind of a hollow tone to it, and it was a really rapid triple thump, and it was close. And I immediately just, you know, my senses were just tingling. They were on fire. Something was off, right? So, you know, I just kind of put my hand up to, you know, hey, let's be quiet for a second, just listen. And it was just a few seconds later that the biggest, loudest, guttural, raspy, human-sounding but giant triple call came from nearby, and that was it, man. My life changed right there.
Oh, I, you know, can, and, yeah, and I can imagine. I'm trying to put myself in me being there like you were, and if I was out with somebody and then they did what you said, they banged the rock, and then you hear what you heard. I couldn't even imagine. I don't know what I would, I don't know. I'm sure it would be life-changing for me too. I really do, because that would be so profound, because that's the thing. At that point, you knew, right? Like you knew that these were real, or you knew something is off, because that's not normal. And then you get a reaction like that. I'm not sure how I'd react. I'm really, really not sure, but I think I would be scared. For one thing, I'd be fascinated, but really scared.
It's shocking. Right. And even though there was no visual, you know instantly what it is. There is not a shred of doubt. When you hear their voice up close, especially, this filled the entire forest. It was so powerful and loud, and the lung capacity. Like I imagine at the time that must have been 10 feet tall, but could it be bigger than that? Wow. And I remember at the time, I don't know if it was right then or after the fact. I can't remember how long after, but I thought that it was so pronounced. Those whoop calls were so pronounced that it sounded like it could speak English. And little did I know.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible stuff. Yeah. And so after this happened to you, so you're saying right after this happened, do you think that's right when you made a decision that you were going to start researching this? I know I would. If this happened to me, I'd be like, I'm in now. I'm going to research.
Well, what happened was we just kind of stayed put for a few minutes. I remember this lady come walking around this trail, and we're at an intersection just up from this four-way trail intersection. And she come walking around the corner with a little dog And we just kind of, you know, nodded to her, but she had this scowl on her face. I'll never forget, because she was actually closer to hearing it than we were, even though we heard it loud and clear. She heard it too, right? And she said nothing. She just kept walking. And I can imagine what was going through her mind, because, like I said, the location was extremely unexpected. I used to think the West Coast, you had to go to the West Coast, as I think a lot of people think. And you know, I've since found out differently, but not only have I found out differently, since this has all been ongoing over the years, you know, actually, once you connect to them, activity will follow you and they will show up wherever you are. It doesn't matter. They can show up anywhere with these abilities they have. They are, as I say often these days, they are masters of energy. These are an ancient race of people who are masters of energy. Wow. So, oh yeah, anyways, it was shortly after that, spent about the next 2 weeks, even though you know what it is, I spent the next couple weeks in denial, and it's just going over and over in your mind, 24, or, you know, while you're awake, from you wake up to when you go to bed, right. That's all that's on your mind, playing over and over and over, and then finally it starts to settle in, and yeah, once you experience that, your life has changed forever. So I've been at it ever since. I can't shut up. I'm so far the rabbit hole at this point.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine. Well, yeah, and I've seen that from your videos and the research you've done. That it's incredible stuff. So, like as I was saying in my intro, like I've interviewed a couple people, and they and I'm very honest in my interviews, as I told you. Like I go by what people are telling me, and there's definitely a group of researchers that are, I'm sure if you've been in it this long, you've heard it all, and you've heard it all, I'm sure. And yeah. So you got the one group that that you talk to that think it's just an ape out there. It could be Gigantopithecus, whatever it is, and it's a race of just apes out there that for some reason we haven't discovered or not. You're saying that this, they're way more than this. You're not in that. I don't want to put words in your mouth. So are you, do you think that that's the case and they just have more abilities than people think? Or do you think that this is something way more than just an ape in the woods that people have not discovered yet?
Anybody that says it's just an ape in the woods, they don't have the experience. Just period. They do not have the experience, because once you get close enough, you start to understand that this is not an ape. This is actually a people with an ancient race of people that have abilities that step outside of our paradigm, experiencing their activity. Like I've literally had probably well over 1,000 encounter experiences at this point with the same family over the past decade that I've been documenting. And they know how to write. I've developed written communication. They have, And this is, there's activity as much has happened indoors as out. I've had activity follow me. Like I said, I've moved a few times throughout the years, and they show up in each place. Here, they showed up the second day I moved in, you know, did some crazy paranormal thing in my living room here. Say, hey, we're here, Mike. But, you know, a lot of people will have a difficult time accepting this. But I can assure you that this subject, when all is said and done, we are going to learn that we have an ancient race of interdimensional people that have abilities that are so astounding, they change our understanding of reality. They can mind speak. They can materialize and disappear at will, seemingly anywhere. I've had physical contact so many times. You can't see them, like, you know,
right,
touching the shoulder, patting the head. I've heard this done, you know, sitting in a chair. And the activity has been ongoing for, like I said, for the last decade with this one family. And I've recorded their voices, their handprints, fingerprints, footprints, trackways. They leave the prints in snow purposely for to see from multiple family members. They're, all of the prints that they've shown in snow, 100% of them go nowhere. They can leave a single print or they can leave a trackway, and they start and they stop, and that's it. They go nowhere. And the, you know, could be the pristine snow, untouched. They can leave one print. This is something they do to show their presence on purpose. And they've done this with me countless times. And I've cast several prints, the biggest one being, or the biggest print that we've documented at this point is 21 inches.
Wow,
and
that's big.
He's the big guy of the family. So that print's grown an inch since 2015 till last year. And then Nefatia is his name, the young guy. He'd be 26 years old now. I've gotten a couple of ages. He's been responsible for the majority of the vocalizations we've captured and recorded. Mm-hmm. I've had direct verbal communication with him. His foot started at 12 inches by 5 on the width. It's now, I'm not sure the width at this point because he's been cast in snow. But I did get a solid count on the length as of last winter, which is now at 16 inches. Educated guess, he's roughly upwards of 8 feet tall at this point. But I'm not sure. The big guy in the family he's got to be a solid 12 feet, maybe taller than that. Wow. He was photographed, not clearly, but he was witnessed for several minutes from the inside the cottage through the window. And I was told that he was hunched, and I went and recreated that scene, which put him at 11 feet at that time hunched. So he'd be in the foot range anyway. So yeah, as far as this ape mentality, a lot of people, I don't know if they're afraid to step outside of their belief system or whatever. It's what do we really know about this? We don't. It's people have been up trail cams for years and years and years, and they avoid them. They understand, they know our electronics. They're highly intelligent, and I think a lot of people they highly underestimate how intelligent they are.
Right.
Like I said, they have these abilities that step out of our realm, our paradigm. And once all this comes to light, science is going to make leaps and bounds because at this point, they've been sitting here in denial and ignoring this to a certain level and mocking it and making a big joke of it along the way. Things are starting to come together finally. I think we're basically sitting on this precipice of this truth coming forward, and it's going to be a big change for the human race,
for sure. Can you imagine, like, when this does come out, if it does come out, that it is what you say it is, that they can come in and out of our dimension, that they're highly intelligent, the impact that that's going to have on the world would be life-changing for humanity. I mean, it really would be. That's incredible. And so I totally agree with you on that. I mean, but you have to admit, like, as I keep saying, you've probably heard it all. I'm sure you've got a lot of ridicule through the years for your beliefs and what you've documented and researched. And I'm sure you've got it both sides. I mean, you probably get a lot of people telling you you're doing amazing work and they're all on board. And everybody's always got haters on whatever they're talking about. So, but it kind of makes sense in a way. And the reason I'm saying that, I can see how they can come in and out. Like, to me, I'm very open on the subject. And I'm like with you, we don't know a lot about the subject, and we don't know a lot about our own history as a species. We don't know a lot of things, despite what people think. So the fact that you're saying that they can come in and out of our a dimension into ours and interact with us, it's not out of my realm of accepting, is what I'm saying. I can totally see that. But what I want to add, and it kind of makes sense, but let me just say that why they're not getting, because I get that all the time from people, even in my own family, when I talk about Sasquatch. They're like, there's people out there, they've got thousands of trail cams out there, everybody's got a phone, everybody's got taken pictures, how come nobody's got an amazing video or photograph of them? And I always say that we have with Patty. I do believe that Patty footage is real, in my opinion, and that's just my opinion. And so I do think that there has been images and video taken. Others might probably think that some have actually been captured, or, at least ones that were dead or whatever. I do believe that too. But so you're saying that that's probably the reason that they're not getting on camera and stuff like that. They know our technology is what you're saying. And they avoid stuff like that. And I'm sure that they're watching us when we're in the woods too, right? So, I mean, they're going to know what we're putting cameras up in that.
Yeah, I just want to make a correction on the belief comment.
Okay,
when you get to a certain level of experience, it's more of a knowing. So I don't believe they're interdimensional. It's not an assumption. I'm not guessing. And a lot of people don't like when people say it's a fact, but hey, it's a fact. And
I
bet the farm, because I'm in the thicket and blessed with so much contact experience at this point that I'm well aware that they do have these incredible abilities. They are I've asked them, where do you come from, where do your people come from, and they wrote, home here always. So Earth is their home.
They've always been here. And I remember in one of your videos that you called it First Peoples, and that's, to me, that's a great title actually for one of your videos, First People, because as you're saying, did they tell you that they were the first, I don't know if I want to say civilization or species, I'm not sure, maybe you can clarify that, like, they've always been here, and were they like the first intelligent beings here, kind of thing? I guess that's a good way to put it.
You know, I've developed this written communication over the years. It started outside with a little sketch pad and a crayon, just making marks. And over the years, that's developed into, I have several sketch pads, like dollar store sketch pads, big ones, filled with pictures and drawings and writings and that they've given me at this point. I ask questions, and they seem that they fully comprehend the context of my words. And like, I've gotten information out of them recently on some very conspiracy related topics.
Right.
But they, their abilities, they're telepathic. They're highly telepathic. They have this incredible mind speak ability. They can talk in your head so loud that it would just, you know, your head explodes. It's so mind blowing to hear that and experience that. Their telepathic abilities are so incredible that it seems to me that humans cannot hide secrets from them, that they know our thoughts. And some of the responses I've gotten, some of these questions, are pretty incredible, you know, highly controversial. I'm not going to get into all that, but as far as, like I said, you know, their intelligence. Oh, so I asked them the question, were your people the first people on Earth?
Right.
And as I mentioned, they seem to completely understand the context of my words, and they stated yes. So, you know, what we've been taught throughout history, from what I'm seeing, is our narrative is just filled with lies. These people in power, the powers that be, mm-hmm. have created this scenario of our existence that's just it's filled with lies, you know.
Right.
These entirely corrupt politicians and folks who are manipulating our existence at every angle. It's pretty simple to see for anybody that's awake, right?
I agree, and I've said that a lot of times, Mike. I actually just did a show on this recently about our hidden past, and I fully agree with you. And from the research I've done, they are definitely trying to erase our past and cut us off from whatever our origins are. And I don't like a lot of what's in history. I'm like you. I think they're just lies. I think if you can't put it any more simple than that. And I do think that they're trying to cut us off from our origins. In my opinion, I think they want us to be not know where. Like, we're kind of, to me, humanity is kind of a species wandering around, not knowing where we came from. You have so many people that nobody agrees where we came from. Like, you got so many different theories. And I think that's all by design. I really do. I think they want us not knowing our origins.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to ask you was, when you're talking to these creatures, was there ever a time in history where we interacted with them? Like, that we had, everybody was kind of like in communication with them? Were we kind of living with them? Were we, like, anything like that? Or has it always been that they've been kind of like outside the veil kind of thing and just coming in when they want to?
From my understanding, like, I haven't gotten into that with them as far as any questioning goes. But from my understanding, yeah, there was a time where interacted with them, and then human race basically lost its way and veered off onto the, you know, the path we're on now. And so they, you know, they kept to their old ways. And I also want to mention, as far as our origin, though, I'm trying to get, you know, responses on this, but I have learned that, you know, some humans have their DNA and vice versa. They have human DNA. So right. These are our true ancestors. And I'm quite sure there's some in power who are well aware of this, and they do not want us to know. Sasquatch are a threat because of their abilities, the fact that they know dark secrets of humans, right? Bad humans, they call them. So as far as our origins go, I think these guys are the key to understanding that. They have the information. I slowly get responses from them. They don't answer all my questions, but you know, I have had quite questions answered over the years. But to get back to your question, as far as I know, we did interact with them more openly at one point, and then things changed. But I think we're moving towards that again. So that's a good. Right.
That is a great thing, and I'm sure that's probably what they want in a way too. Correct? Like, it seems like from what you're telling me that they want to communicate with us. I think maybe as humanity as a species have lost that telepathic ability, because not everyone. I think I truly do believe that we all have that ability to be telepathic like that. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we just forgot it along our history, or it's been turned off. I don't know. I mean, I guess anybody's guess is as good as mine. I don't know what happened along the way, but what I find fascinating about your research is that it's really incredible. Like, when I was watching your videos, that, you know, they, like, you talk about how they, like, can leave tracks and stuff, like tracks, like just out in the middle of a field and that. And I've seen you document that. And, I guess my question is, why are people, like, it's kind of a weird, like, why are people finding, like, are they more prone to be in the woods area just from to stay away from us kind of thing? But, or, like, because it seems that's where people are seeing them, right? Is you hear about it in the woods and all of that. You're one of the very few people that I've spoken with that actually can say that they can talk to you anywhere, they can appear anywhere, and interact with you anywhere. That's pretty unique, Mike. Like, that I always hear the stories about in the woods. Like, you're talking that they can do this out. You don't have to be in the woods. You can be anywhere. That's pretty unique.
They have that ability to show up wherever they want. They, you know, the woods are their home, but they can they choose who they interact with, right? They choose who they reveal their existence to. They are fallible, so they do make mistakes. So, you know, they get caught off guard sometimes, and you know, people run into them, and you know, they are flesh and blood beings, from my understanding, just masters of energy, right? So they're on both sides of the coin. They have this they're highly spiritual beings, but at the same time, they're, you know, they have a body, and like us, they have a lifespan. Something I've gotten from them is they longer than 200 human years. I don't know how much longer. But at least, you know, that is a lifespan of them. More than 200 years is what I've got from them. I once I had that information, I tried to get more, like, hey, do you live longer than 500 years? No response. More than 300 years, no response. So they gave me more than 200. They are, like I mentioned, the masters of energy. And there are human beings, yogis that have shown to have some of these similar qualities, these same skills. And as far as telepathy goes, I think that's something that we all have the ability to develop. You know, some are better than others. Some are more open than others. Some are, you know, everybody's on an individual basis, but it's also, we're all one collective as well, right? And I think this is how they connect to us. It's all related to consciousness.
Right. Yeah, no, I totally agree. No, I agree with you on that too. When you said that really made my ears perk up when you said that humanity is all one, and you know, we're all one kind of thing. That when you said that just, I've always said that. And I don't think people realize that, is that all we're, you know, we're all connected in some way or form, like energy wise. And you saying that they're masters of energy is really interesting to me. I find that really interesting. And so with your research, how long, like, so when you told us about the time that it happened, when it first happened, and then you were kind of like in that state of denial for a little bit of time, and then you started to research, like, how long till you started interacting with them? Like, I'm sure they didn't just come right out at first and start speaking with you and communicating like that. Did you first start off by following tracks, or did you just go in the woods trying to listen, you know, doing the typical research? How did your research evolve to where it is?
After that first vocal incident, I actually went back to the same area the very next week by myself. And that's where I had my first strange, high strangeness incident, where I was in another location just up the road from there. And I had my binoculars, camera, video camera, all that stuff. Right. Searching for them. At the time, my thought was, I want a picture of a lifetime, right? That's right. Changed since. But so I was on a trail, and suddenly I heard the exact same triple chest thump, rapid tone that I heard the week before, exact same thing. And I knew they were right there. Next thing I know, I'm halfway home in my car, and I don't want to leave in the woods. So this has happened to a lot of people. So I actually spent the next 4 years frequenting the same area up there, having numerous incidents over that time. And even at one point, I was in there with the guy who basically showed me the ropes at the time. I don't know any long. I don't really talk to him any longer. I haven't for years, just things that have gone. But anyways, we were in there one night, and it was a very brightly lit, moonlit night, and snow on the ground. And we're on this main trail, and there was a trackway that was crossing the trail through the snow. And I'm trying to figure it out if it was a deer hopping, okay, you know, that left its tracks or something else, right? So I'm sitting there looking at that, and suddenly, this was about, it might have been 2 o'clock in the morning. It was a weeknight. There was nobody around, right? So you could see no problem without a flashlight. But this happened very close to us. So they showed this to me very early on, that suddenly we hear bipedal footsteps crunching through the snow right there. I was freaking out. And I remember running a 8mm video camera I had way back then at the time. And I think I taped over it because I was in such denial. But I had the we're sitting there listening and hearing this bipedal walking around us. And I couldn't understand what was going on. I can now I know that was one of their people, and they were showing their interdimensional invisibility quality right then and there. And that was way back when. So like I said, I spent about 4 years investigating that area, and then one day some information came to me, basically, right, it fell into my lap, and I was invited to go interview a couple. Have a cottage, family cottage up in the Kawartha Lakes region. So I went to their home and interviewed them, and then they invited me out to the cottage, and been almost a decade now. I've been going back ever since, and we've had activity on 100% of the visits.
Really? Wow. That's incredible. That is incredible. That, oh my God, 100%. That is fascinating, and so that, and it would also make a lot of sense in why people aren't seeing them, correct, Mike? Like, if they can, like you said you heard them, and you heard them crunching and walking, and you don't see them. So they're obviously there, but they just have this ability like this. And you hear a lot of people in the research I've done, you do hear stories of people saying that you can't see them. Like, you know, they're like, you hear them, but you can't see them. And you also hear people saying that you can, like, they see movement in the woods or something like that. Kind of like that. I always refer it to, like, the movie The Predator, and, you know, the invisible alien, that camouflage that they do. That I've heard people say that that's what they've seen, and they're adamant that that's what they saw, like, walk by them and stuff like that. So you're saying that they can kind of, I don't know if they're hovering in between dimensions or what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing, but I make sense of what you're saying, that you can hear them but you just can't see them. And that's really fascinating that you're saying that, because I've heard of those cases where people say that that's what they're seeing, is like a hologram kind of thing.
I think they have this inherent ability to shift their internal vibration and everything vibrates, everything, right? Everything is a vibration. Everything is energy. Absolutely everything in existence is energy. As far as I understand, everything is connected too. So when you break it down, walls do not exist. There are no walls. This wall here, you know, in front of me is empty space, really.
Right.
This is, and understand this and they can move through it. I think that some people see them in partial form in that. I think that's just a different elevation of their vibration, and they can shift that to, you know, complete invisibility, which I've been witness to only through physical contact because I can't see them, or their voice right beside me too, right?
Right.
So they can show themselves in different forms. And also I've learned they can do this in part or in whole. Like we caught the cottage owner at one point. I told him, hey, take some pictures and look the other way when you're taking them. So he's standing on the cottage steps and there's a couple snowmobiles down there. And he turns head the other way and takes a photograph and zoom in on it. There's a hairy arm reaching over the snowmobile, which left a marble on top, which I found in between the snowmobiles. But you know, there wasn't enough space to really hide a full body, but his arm is showing, this really hairy arm. And, you know, that showed me this partial manifestation thing too, right? And I've also had the experience of sitting in a chair outside. And I remember it was at night and I saw this like wispy black smoke come out of there right here in front of my eyes. Before I had this hairy, I assume hand, I don't know, cover my nose and mouth. And I was cool with it, right? I wasn't comfortable with it. It was very gentle. There was no, but firm, but very soft hair, no smell. And I told the owner who was sitting, you know, next to me, and I described to him this smoky substance. It was darker than dark because I could see it in the dark, right? And he couldn't understand it happened to him. And also it might have been that night too, where I'm sitting there, I got my, you know, my hands clasped like this, sitting up in, you know, in the crotch of my lap here, mm-hmm. You know, just kind of open it, and I put this image in my mind of marbles have been very predominant throughout this. So this image of a marble in my mind dropping into my hands, that happened so fast. It was almost like, and actually not almost, I think it likely was they were able to see my thought in my subconscious before it reached my conscious mind at light speed. They could see that, and they dropped this marble in my hand. As soon as that image was in my head, it was instantaneous. And they've actually indoors held a marble. This was 8 years of doing this before they finally did this. We've gotten hundreds of marbles out of thin air so many times, it's unbelievable, but I'm used to it, to witnessing this. But they finally did it out of thin air, where I witnessed the moment where it comes through the veil, the invisible dimensional wall that surrounds us. And they knew where my gaze was fixed at the time. I was sitting at the table inside the cottage, and it happened. I turned my head. I'm looking towards the end of the table, and they did it about arm's length. And I saw this marble slowly get pushed through empty space. So I only saw a part of it, and they pushed it slowly, and it popped through and dropped to the floor right in front of my eyes. And then they did it two visits in a row. So they have this, like I said, they're masters of energy, and they can materialize these objects from wherever that dimensional place is that they are into this. And it's just, it's mind ending stuff. It's absolutely truly incredible to witness too.
Oh, I can imagine. I wouldn't, if I saw that, Mike, I wouldn't know what, I honestly would not know what to think if I saw a marble just, I mean, like the material, like I mean, materialize in front of me. I mean, I honestly don't know what I would do. I would be scared. I know I would be, because that's incredible. But why is it always like, in a lot of your videos you do talk about marbles. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask you about the marbles. Have you had any other objects that they're kind of doing this with, or is it just seem to be like the marbles that work with you guys? I'm not sure how to word it, but is it always?
No, there's other stuff. There's other stuff. It's just marbles are, you know, the most predominant. We've ended up with, I remember at the end of 2015 when some stuff happened between the owner and myself because of some, nefarious stuff going on by outsiders stalking us and stuff. But so the plug was pulled for a while there. We've been back at it for years now, but up to that point, back 2015, we probably had about 1500 marbles between the two of us.
Wow.
All coming from thin air, and we've given some as gifts and some have been re-gifted, but for the most part given nothing near the amount of what they've given. But some of the objects, there's been other objects like, they have a lot of humor. So there's always funny stuff going on. I could be sitting there having a beer, having a drink, go like that and turn my head back and they put something in my drink. Or I've sat there with a glass in my hand, standing in the cottage, having a discussion, with the cottage owner. He's over there sitting in his chair. Suddenly I hear tink, and I look and say, yeah, got a marble, in my glass. Or
that's crazy.
I've been down on the ground measuring a single footprint that just upon arrival, been there, it's snow on the ground. The owner's outside working on his truck and we're talking to each other. I just pulled in and I made a comment about, hey, I wonder what size Neff's print is now, because I hadn't seen it in a couple of years, hadn't seen the growth. Suddenly, this footprint out of thin air, single print shows up, showing 2 inches of growth at the time. And so I'm down on the ground taking measurements. I turn my head for 2 seconds, look back, and now there's a flower, a fake, silk flower sitting in the center of the print. He's right there watching, right? So they have this ability. They're constantly showing off their abilities. And,
yeah, for sure.
A lot of humor.
Oh, for that. Yeah, that's cool. Like, I could definitely see it. Why not? I mean, it's really, I found the marble in, like, when I was watching a lot of your videos, when you're talking about the marbles, I just found it really fascinating. I was like, wow, like, they're actually, the fact that you can actually interact with them, even like, and that you're able to speak with them and do writing, like their writing and stuff like that. That's incredible stuff. Do you ever get any samples? Have you ever got hair samples or anything like that that can be tested or anything like that in your research?
Oh yeah, many times I've gone outside and some of these prints are like minutes, some of them even less, some of them are seconds old that we've just checked one area and there's no prints, and I look again, suddenly there's an 18-inch footprint sitting there. Wow. So I've gotten down, with a magnifying glass, scouring prints and pulling fresh out of fresh prints in snow and pulling hair out of them. I did send samples in a couple times, but it was through a third party, somebody out in the West Coast. And really, I don't trust anybody, involved in this to do analysis like that unless, it's a one-on-one and there's no bias. They're not even involved in the subject. I haven't done that route because I just don't have the money to pay for analysis. At this point, I don't care. Right. But I sent in hair. So I was told, on a couple of occasions, dog, human. And I was even told polar bear, which was really interesting. So,
wow.
I remember an old, Brian Sykes, a reporter, a DNA thing that he did. He mentioned something about an ancient polar bear or something, or an extinct species of polar bear. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it had to do with polar bear. But when I was told polar bear at one point, I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. As far as being told human, they are human types. They are not apes per se as in an animal. They are human types. And I've asked them, are you human? And they used to put yes or no. They do still sometimes, but a lot of time now it's just a Y or an N, right? So they put Y/N. So yes and no. They are human and they're not. And this aligns with DNA analysis that has come out on them, with the mitochondrial side being, Homo sapien and, right, and the nuclear side being unknown. So, yeah, as far as doing any DA stuff at this point. I do, like, personally, from my experience, I don't want science to have this, any knowledge that gives them any edge on how to locate them or anything, because there are people that want to wipe them out. There is a dark agenda to wipe their species out. This is what they basically told me, right?
Okay.
As well as our own. There are some pretty dark, sinister folks out there with too much money on their hands and some really nasty agendas. But I can understand why, you know, the hairy folk, they hide from humans, right? So as far as this point, you know, sending any DNA into science, I don't want partake in that. I have my experience. I have a mountain of supporting evidence. You know, you don't need a body. This is bullshit. There's tens of thousands of sightings. People know they exist. Science knows they exist. I had the support of both John Bindernagel and Dmitry Baynov, who are both now passed, sadly.
Yes.
They were both, they're pioneers in this field. John, over four decades involved, and he was very supportive of me, but he used to use my some items in his presentations, and he stopped using my name because, you know, people are flapping their gums and in his ear, so he stopped doing that. But Dmitry, he'd been involved since 1964. He was the director of science at Darwin's Museum in Moscow, and he was well aware that they were people, and he was well aware that they had paranormal abilities. So both those science minds asked me to tone it down about the paranormal aspect, because, hey, we have to prove they exist first. And I refused, politely refused, said, sorry, you know, too little, too late. I'm doing my own thing here. You know, I appreciated their support in that, but not one to appease anybody just, you know, to make a better name for myself or whatever. No, man, I'm doing my own thing, and I'm putting out my own stuff. And if somebody wants to believe it or not, I really don't care at this point. I know it's real. I know it's authentic. And a lot of others do, too. And there's actually a lot of people out in the field now doing similar stuff, and they are getting similar results.
Well, I want to leave it right there, guys. And it is break time. We are listening to Mike from Ontario, Sasquatch. And this is Halloween night, and it is the Crypt Rick Show. I've been thinking. Welcome, and thank you guys for joining me. And we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio, the printing press for freedom, at a time when freedom is needed the most.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution, not radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m., Eastern Standard Time for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We'll never surrender.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of 6 hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every 7th conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
All right, thanks for listening while we took this short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Welcome back, everybody. It is hour 2. It is Halloween night, and we are in the crypt. I am your host, Crypt Rick, and this is I've Been Thinking. And we are having a great listen right now to an interview that I did quite a while back, actually. It was one of my first interviews that I did that I put on YouTube, one of my video interviews. So if you do want to see this interview that you're listening to in its video form, just go to my YouTube channel, Crypt Rick's I've Been Thinking, and you will find it there. It is with Mike from Ontario Sasquatch, and it was a great interview. And, you know, definitely, if you're in a fan of even video format interviews, check it out, guys. A lot of other great interviews I've done on my YouTube channel as well. Got some already that are in the, done. I just got to post them. So I'm going to keep a lot of great interviews coming for you guys. And eventually, it is going to be my goal to put all of the interviews I've been doing here at Revolution Radio. I'm going to be putting those on the YouTube channel. So a lot of big things coming very shortly. So please, subscribe on my YouTube channel and keep an eye on it, because there's going to be a lot of great interviews coming up there. Got a lot of great interviews planned for this show as well coming up. So look forward to that. And so let's just go ahead and play and kick off hour 2 here and continue with this interview with Mike. And as I said, you can find his channel on YouTube. Just look under Ontario Sasquatch and you'll find it. A lot of great stuff he's posting up there. So if this is a topic that you like looking into, you find interesting, definitely give his channel a look, guys. So let's go ahead and just continue this. And hopefully we've got time to get all the way through. It's going to be close, but I think we will.
There's people that have actually even gotten healing from them. So there's as we progress through this subject, more and more people are starting to realize that, hey, yeah, these are people and they are absolutely incredible with these astounding, paranormal abilities, for lack of a better term. The word paranormal is just not the best term. People basically assume some fantasy stuff with that or whatever. Right. But
and as soon as you say paranormal, as soon as you say paranormal, they're going to think alien. They're coming from space. I mean, I've heard that too. I mean, and I'm sure you have too over the years. You hear everything, that they're aliens. I've heard that they live underground. I've heard that so I've heard it all, like you have, and probably more so that you've heard than I have, because like I said, I'm somebody that just looks at it from an outside point of view. I really do wish, if I was healthier, that I could go into the woods like you guys do and start there. I mean, I'm sure, I know you said that you don't necessarily have to be in the woods. They can interact with you outside of the forest. I wish I could go in and do the research. I think I would love to be boots on the ground like you guys do. With the research, I'm sure, like, I just wanted to touch on, with the research that you're doing, have you, over the years, had a lot of, like, I know the answer to this, but I wanted to ask you, have you had a lot of people come at you and tell you that you're just crazy? Like, I don't mean to be, like, so blunt about it, but I mean, I'm just wondering, like, because you're talking about the paranormal and stuff like that. I'm sure you've had people over the years tell you that this isn't happening, you're making this up and stuff. I'm sure you've had your trolls, as we call them on the internet, through the years. And has that been something that you've had to deal with a lot? Or do you find that there's a lot of people that are more on the side of believing you and experiencing what you're experiencing? Like, what is kind of like, what's been like, how's it been over the years? Has it gotten, is it 50-50, or is you have more people on your side, like, that are following you? Or like, I'm just kind of curious about that.
That shit crazy, Rick.
I knew you
when I first got started putting this stuff out, there was a lot of negativity thrown at me, and there's been a lot throughout the years, and I've dealt with it daily for the past decade, right? At this point, the tables have turned, and there is so much support in comparison to the negative comments. I don't allow the trolls to filtrate my YouTube channel. Right. Sasquatch Ontario. I dump them. I just get rid of them. They show up still, but not as much. And there's some certain folks that are there. There's one BFRO member. I'm not gonna say his name or anything. He's been really slanderous and really obsessed with trying to make me out to be a hoaxer, because he was stalking us one night at the cottage and he witnessed something that he doesn't understand. He's one of these guys that's of this knuckle dragging ape mentality. I've learned, since the BFRO, through one of their inside members, basically they wipe reports clean of any of the paranormal. So their entire database is fraudulent. They don't put out the real stuff, right? Eventually it's going to come back and kick them in the ass.
For sure.
But
yeah.
And they're slowly losing it as more and more people, realize that Sasquatch have these abilities, right? So I've had to put up with it, all this slander and stalking and harassment. But hey, I'm still here, man. I'm still standing. Exactly. I'm not going away.
Yeah, no, exactly. And if you're that's the thing. If you're the research you're doing, if you have these experiences happening to you, I'd be the same way. I'd be like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, especially if it's happening and you're interacting and this is going on with your research, I don't blame you for not going anywhere. But I do find it fascinating that you said these other groups. Now, why are they so dead against this paranormal part of it? That's what I don't understand. Why, if they're wiping the slates clean on all the paranormal stuff, and they're, is that just because they have an agenda? They're just on a different agenda, or I don't understand why they would erase the paranormal part of it. I mean, if that's what people are experiencing, why not document it, like you are?
At this point, there are a lot more people documenting this stuff, but yeah, there's whatever agendas out there. The BFRO organization, I think it's a matter of face. They don't want to lose face by saying, oh, yeah, they have these abilities, because people, are going to start squawking. There's the fear, human fear element. They want to be taken seriously, basically, I guess. And they think that if they put this out. But then again, maybe the BFRO at the very top is a disinformation organization, created to keep ape mentality alive, because there's some in power who do not want us to learn this stuff, because this goes against the status quo. It changes our understanding of reality. It empowers humans, expands human consciousness. And when you do that, humans don't put up with bullshit. So these people, this tyranny, this treasonous crap going on around the globe, people won't put up with it because they'll think for themselves instead of listening to these, officials in power who seem to think they have power over us, when actually they're just, I won't even get into it.
I think the same way. I really do. I'm no fan of government. I'm no fan of, the elite or anything like that. And a lot of my shows, I do delve into the occult of the elite. And I 100% believe that there's a satanic cult running the world right now. I really do. And I've done enough research over the years to prove that there is some dark stuff going on, in our world that's causing everything that we got. And I can totally see your point where you're saying that they don't want this aspect of Sasquatch, the paranormal, to come out, because it's like you said, they don't want people to know, like they definitely don't want people knowing that they have psychic abilities or the potential to be that way. They kind of want humanity kept small, right? They don't want us to grow and anything like that. So as soon as they acknowledge and have to acknowledge that Bigfoot is an interdimensional being, that they have, they're psychic, that they can, and all of this, that, you know, that is going to shift, like I said at the beginning, and then kind of you said, that's going to shift the whole aspect of humanity. That's going to be a big thing when that finally comes out, and they have to admit it. Like, everybody's got to be on board with it. That's huge, in my opinion. It's really changing when you think about it.
There's a bigger connection going on here, too, and they know it. There's a UFO /ET connection. There are cases where Sasquatch have been seen coming and going from UFOs.
Right, yes.
They know this. And, you know, suddenly they're saying now UFOs are real, when they've lied to us for decades, right? Yep. They've lied and they've lied. Now they're trying to control the narrative as per usual, control the flow of information, and always kind of slowly making it towards a negative that should fear, right? It's always push the fear,
because, yep.
You know, that's all you got to do. If you have people in fear, they're easy to control. And this is the one element that all they need is to push fear. And that's what they're doing right now globally. They own the media, right?
Yep.
So, the media pushes their narrative for them. People like myself, I'm wide awake. I can see right through their bullshit.
Yep.
The whole concept of Sasquatch with this larger connection, like I said, the military government's been lying about UFOs for decades, so they know there's this bigger connection. And once that can of worms is opened up and the Sasquatch truth comes out, you know, the whole UFO thing, it's all blown wide open, right? Yeah. So we're almost there. We are almost there.
Yeah, and I think people now are more open to it than ever, too, because, and it's like you said with the UFO thing, for my whole life, they've been denying, it's just like you said, they've been denying UFOs my whole life. Like, nope, you're crazy, you're looking at swamp gas, or you're looking at stars, and now all of a sudden, okay, there is UFOs, and I mean, like, okay, like, the shit they get away with is crazy. And I think people don't realize, nobody realizes, like, for years and years, researchers that have researched UFOs and now Sasquatch, you know, you guys have always been kind of made fun of. And then all of a sudden, they're talking, the government's, like, so casually just saying UFOs are existing. And even with Sasquatch, I'm noticing a lot of researchers, it's coming out. Like you said, they're not going to be able to stop it forever. And there is a lot of people doing research like you're doing. Have you had people come reach out to you and tell you about experiences like that, similar to what you're having over the years? Like, have people spoke with them? Have they been in communication with them? Have you had people reach out and tell you their story like that's happened?
I get people reach out to me all the time, Rick. And
wow.
So actually, I've had this channel ongoing for quite some time now. Right. I've just recently kind of added a new layer to my channel where I am now You know, we got Steve from How to Hunt. He's always sharing people's experiences, right? So I'm kind of doing something similar, but I just started with the first one, and he is a retired Oregon State Forest Ranger who had he's had some incredible experiences. And I have, you know, I got some other stuff coming up too that I'm going to share. And these people have witnessed them disappear into thin air. You know, basically walk off and they disappear before they even hit the tree line. They're gone, poof, right into thin air. So I've had people contact me over the years, and for the most part, almost always, it's basically, you know, it's just private. I have so many people that say, Mike, you're the only person I will tell this that, you know, that I trust, because they know from what I'm putting out that I'm speaking the real stuff, right? They don't put it out there because they don't want to be ridiculed, and they don't even tell family members, right? It's too much, but I understand that it's very cathartic, very, very therapeutic to share these experiences. You want to tell somebody that understands, that's not going to ridicule you. So I've now added this new layer to my channel where I'm going to be sharing other people's experiences. You know, I got a few lined up right now. So there's some good stuff to come that will, this is only going to just continue to reinforce, you know, the reality and truth of basically what I've been, speaking about.
Right. I think that'll be a great part of your channel too, Mike. I really do. I think if you have people on there giving their stories, and that's what I like to do on my channel too. I've always, I've been saying in a lot of videos, I love people's stories, and I love listening to their experiences, and I like learning about them. And I've always found that very fascinating. My whole life, I've always been like that, listening to people's stories. And I find everybody really everybody's got a fascinating story to me, no matter what you're talking about. Everybody's got a unique story, and I really enjoyed that. And I think you had doing that on your channel is going to be a great positive thing, because then you're going to have people that can reach out to you. As you said, they're not going to feel like they're being ridiculed. They're not going to be laughed at, because you're somebody that is you're experiencing this. You understand where they're coming from, and I think that's great that you're going to let other people hear their stories. So people know they're not alone, you know?
Yeah. My channel, it's a safe haven for people who want to share their experiences. Like I said, I don't allow the trolls there. You know, they might slip a comment in here and there, but as soon as I see it, you're gone, you're blocked, that's it. Coming back, you're an idiot, see you later.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm done with these types of folks. They're just a waste of time. And there's people that hey, they want the truth, man. They want to hear the real stuff. And so it helps people to speak about this and get it off their chest. Some of them have held on to this stuff for literally decades, like that Oregon State retired forest ranger. His stories were from 74, I think, and 83.
Wow.
So the one in 83 is the one. He was out with a pastor and they both witnessed a massive Sasquatch disappear into thin air. And, you know, it's quite the story. It's the most recent book put up there. Yeah, there's some incredible stories out there.
And also,
I'm going to be sticking to more of the benevolent stuff. You know, the malevolent side, there's enough negativity out there on this subject. There's enough fear and misunderstanding. So I'm going to be sticking more to the kind of neutral or benevolent side of things.
Right. Yeah, no, that I understand that. And are you still researching now? Like, are you always researching? Is that what you, or do you kind of like, have times of the year that you're going, or is it something that you're always doing, or kind of like, tell us about your research that you're doing now. How's it go? Like, what are you doing and how's it going? Are you getting great results?
This is my life. I can't shut it off. I'm so far down the rabbit hole, I can't go back. Right. This subject eats up my time constantly. You know, there's not enough time in a day, really. I live in the woods, so I do some work here at home, you know, research at home, and I get out to, visit, Dwayne at his cottage whenever I get the opportunity to do that, or I'm going to visit other folks if they, get in touch with me, and you know, and if it's relatively close distance, I'll go visit their property if they're having stuff go on, and you know, they're asking for some help. And, you know, there was one not too long ago, before the winter, I went and visited this couple. It was out, say, north of Belleville sort of area. Mm-hmm. And they'd had some activity on their property, visual out their window of several of them, you know, standing right there across the road. They're basically on a dead-end property. And they had a lot of fear over this. They tried to get in touch with me, but they ended up going through a organization that's a similar name as mine, flipped the other way around. And so these people went in and they just pushed fear. They're going to eat your dogs. They're going to kill your livestock. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. You know, put up their camera traps or whatever they did. You know, I think there was about five of them. They went in and they're all scared shitless. These guys, they don't have any experience, right? They don't have a clue what they're dealing with. I went in there, I pitched my tent by myself where nobody dared basically. And I'm fine with it. I put my audio recorders out and I get home, play my audio back. And, you know, I didn't hear them around me that night, but they were there and they let me know through the audio recorders, right? They come up, they'll tap the microphone. Snap a stick right near the mic, or you know, that sort of thing. You might hear rock clack. I get a lot of stick breaking, a lot of rock clacks, that sort of thing. They know what the audio does. So I've had stuff here happen at home where I've slept in a tent out back and I hear little feet running around, and I even got one where a little one runs right up to my tent. I'm snoring away and it sounds like rubbing two rocks together really rapidly and then runs off. And you know, just a fact right there that's, you know, one of the little ones, the fact that that happened shows me that the adults trust me enough to allow their children to, you know, come up and interact with me that way. And they know what the audio is too, right? So they'll come right up to the recorder and tap it and breaks, like I said, break sticks and stuff. And I've only had one of the adults walk in here once. I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, heavy footsteps, slowly come right up to the mic, give it a tap, and then you hear some animalistic type sniffing, right? My girlfriend mentioned, oh, that's probably a bear. No, that's not a bear. Bear's not going to walk up. My audio's strapped to a tree. Bear's not going to walk up, tap the microphone, you know, do the sniffing, and then walk away bipedally.
Right. That's incredible. Like, and with the, like, that's another incredible part about your YouTube channel is the audio that you do capture. And I do recommend that you guys go and check his YouTube channel out after that. As I said, I will put a link in the description so you guys can just click on it and go check it out, because you do catch a lot of really cool audio, and it's really, you can tell it's a language. I'm not sure, but it's got, like, it's definitely a language to me, the way they're talking. And what kind of struck me as weird, and I was saying this to my wife before I got a hold of you for the interview today, is that I'm not sure if you're familiar with 411. Are you familiar with 411 and David Politis and all that? Right.
I've asked him about that.
Right. Yeah. And in The Hunted, he goes off, if you saw the movie The Hunted, which I'm sure you have, he goes out with these older gentlemen to a camp, and they play recordings on that movie of what they're hearing and they've heard in the past, and it sounds almost identical to what you're capturing. It's really, and that's what I thought, right when I heard your audio on your YouTube channel, I was like, that's what, right where my mind went to was, I've heard this before. I've heard this type of talking before, and that's where I remember hearing it from, was from David Politis's movie. So you're catching some crazy audio. I mean, it's really cool stuff, like, that you're catching.
I've been doing the audio since day one, basically, and I record every visit. I usually put out multiple recorders, and they don't mind them. They've always respected my equipment. As far as the missing 411, I've asked Neff's family about that and got a response from them. I said, are your people responsible? Because they get blamed for this, right? I asked, are your people responsible for humans going missing in the forest? They said, no, government. And they wrote G-O-V-T. And
really?
And wow. So once they gave me that response, I said, is government using advanced technology to make humans disappear? They wrote AI.
Really?
So that's kind of it's disturbing.
It is, right? It is disturbing. Yeah, for definitely disturbing. And I've always wondered. I never thought that all the disappearances in national parks. And I'm not saying like that. I've never believed that that is. I don't even think I've ever believed that that's who's doing it. Is Sasquatch? I don't think I've ever thought that. Really, to be honest, maybe somewhere. Maybe some of the cases could be. But what I found funny about the movie The Hunted, as I was saying, is that at the end you hear they go to, like I said, a campsite and they're playing recordings of what these campers at their camp way out in the woods, what they're recording and the sounds they're hearing and stuff. And it's really identical to what you're recording. So they definitely have a language, right? Like their own language.
Yeah. That'd be Ron Moorhead, Sierra Sounds. There's actually, yeah, there if you go to Steve, yeah. How to Hunt, Steve's How to Hunt channel. There's a video not too long ago. He puts up a lot. So it starts with the word terrifying. I can't remember but the whole title, but it's terrifying something or other.
Okay.
And there's these campers, and they sent him this video, and there's these campers. They recorded. It sounds like a young male, just like Neff. He's got a very similar voice. He's close. The vocals are crystal clear. And they sound so similar to the same voice of Neff that I've recorded, but it's not Neff. You know, this is authentic. I can tell it's easy, right? And they, you know, they misinterpret that this is a aggressive encounter when in fact it's nothing of the sort. It's just their boisterous antics. You know, they don't give a shit. They do whatever they want to do and they have fun doing it, right? And as far as Moorhead, Ron Moorhead, his Sierra Sound stuff, there's definitely some similarities there as well. So over the years, I've been given quite the library capture of recordings of their voices from multiple family members, from both the kids who sound just like us because they're, you know, they're within their lungs are human range, right, within the human range. So I've captured their voice out of thin air inside the cottage, even as well as outside, from both male and female, and young and adult, you know, the whole gamut, like numerous family members' voices. But for the most part, it's been the one individual, Nefetia, who's been very vocal. And as far as their language goes, I asked them, you know, what language do you speak? What language do people speak? And they wrote all. So they actually said one time, and they wrote down this word, because I asked them about language, and they wrote a certain word. I can't remember exactly how to pronounce, but then they wrote "speak here," and they put an arrow. I was using a chalkboard, so they're basically telling me this is a language that we speak here, right at this place.
Okay.
And they gave me an experience one time where I had just woken up. They liked that kind of that. That theta stage between asleep and awake, but also, you know, right when I had just woken up. So I was fresh awake, laying there in bed still, and I was given this image in my mind, and there's a clarity. They have this ability to make contact in the dream state. They're, you know when it happens because there's a clarity that comes with it. Like I said, they're masters of energy. So they gave me this image of dozens of them all walking across a meadow in the same direction, and it was followed by the words, "Soon your people will know." This was, I don't know, maybe it was 5 years back, 5-6 years ago or something. I can't remember. And it basically, they were showing me that soon your people are going to know about our existence, right? But those words, "soon your people will know," were not verbally spoken. They were felt. So, but there was clarity that there was no denial of what those words were saying, because I've had their mind speak. It's loud and clear. This was not mind speak. It was felt words. So that kind of gave me the experience of showing me that they don't, they understand all of us. Our language is not a barrier for them, regardless of what language we may speak.
Wow. Yeah. That incredible. Incredible what you're saying. Like, I mean, I always wish I could experience what you're experiencing. I really do. I'm kind of jealous in a way that I don't, because I think it's incredible.
Sorry to interrupt, Rick. I just want to say that you, like, if you focus on, you know, a lot of people, or some people have even listening to my book, just that intention, yeah, and focusing on it, maybe a bit of meditation in that. Hey, man, you never know. Something could happen at home one day, or, you know, they might show up in your dream. Maybe you see a big eyeball looking at you in your, you know, in your dream or something, or, you know, they can and they do show up. And I've had numerous people that I've dealt with over the years that have had something happen after me having discussions with them and stuff.
Oh, that'd be, yeah, I'm open for it. That's for sure, Mike. I am open for it. I really, as I said earlier, it's a subject I've been fascinated about, and it's a subject though, as we were saying, that I think is very, you gotta be careful where you go to get your where you're looking at for your research and that, because I do believe 100% like you do that there is people behind the scenes trying to keep this very much covered up and buried. They don't want us to know that they are as advanced as they are and stuff like that. And I can see that. I really can. It's not out of my realm of believing at all that you're dealing with an advanced race, species. I'm not sure what, you know, humans, whatever. It's very much in my realm. I can see it. I really can. And so I think that they are trying to hide it. And and it's really sad that they are, in my opinion. I think that humanity needs this. I think that we deserve it. I mean, if this is part of our past in any way, we should know about it. And it's just really sad that you have people that are trying to hide it. And I'm glad that you're out doing your stuff, your research, you're bringing this to people on your YouTube channel and on your website. And I wish just more people were doing what you were doing and taking that step, because I think a lot of people, like you said, are scared to come forward and say the things that you're saying. And I do believe a lot of people are having the same experience as you are, or very similar. They're just not saying anything about it. So I think it's great what you're doing. I really do.
I appreciate that, Rick. I think, or I say often enough, that they are the epitome of the term "don't judge a book by its cover." A lot of people judge by appearance, and they are so unlike their appearance, basically, right? Their intelligence, like I said, is highly underestimated by so many people. So, right. Like I said, and I've also mentioned earlier that we are getting closer, and we're on this precipice of the human race being exposed to this whole star people, Sasquatch, interdimensional existence, and we're right there, and it's coming out. You know, the Stephen Greer stuff with the C5, and
yes, you're right. Yep.
Yeah, it's all connected to the whole Sasquatch phenomenon. So right. It's an exciting time to be here. You know?
Oh, I agree. Yeah, it is. And it seems that things that people thought were never possible are coming more and more possible. Like things like we were talking about UFOs, and now they're saying that those exist, and it's becoming more acceptable. So, and big, you know, Sasquatch, Bigfoot, you hear that being talked about more. The one thing I did want to ask you, I'm, before I let you go, because I have kept you for a while, I do apologize, but I'm just finding this very fascinating and enjoying our discussion. What is it with the tree structures? Because you hear so many different people talking about the meanings of the tree structures. What have you learned from the tree structures? Is there a meaning to them, or is it just their way of saying hello? What have you learned?
Unless they're telling you directly what you mean, it's all speculation, right? My speculation on this would be, there's a lot of trails that people walk that are frequented by us, by humans, mm-hmm. There's a lot of places where along these trails there's structures built right beside them.
Right.
I think those ones are placed there purposely by their people to pique our curiosity, to get us questioning and wondering and looking into it, kind of like a soft exposure of their people, sort of like a crop circle thing. You just say, hey, you know, we're here, start questioning this, sort of like that. And then I've also had, I used to put my tent in a specific spot on Dwayne's property. And at one point, around the entire perimeter of the tent, there was an elevated structure built on this little group of saplings on one side. On another side, there was a tree maybe it was 4 or 5 inch diameter, snapped right off. And then another side, they'd leaned a tree against it. So they kind of basically cordoned off my my tent area. Like, right. This is Mike's spot. Basically saying, this is your spot, Mike. And so there's different meanings for sure. Sometimes I think it's just to show their presence. Maybe it's also them just having fun, creating art, or, you know, they're in the woods. I don't know. I think there's definitely multiple meanings.
Right.
And, you know, it's all up for interpretation.
Right. No, that's kind of what I thought, too. And, you know, because you hear so many different things about the tree structures that might be doorways for them to come in and out. Because I've heard of cases where people will see them walking up. They'll say that they've seen the walking up to a structure. And as you say, they just dematerialize, like they just disappear. So that's why I wanted to get your opinion. But I'm kind of like on your opinion. I think there's probably a multiple meanings. I do like the opinion that you just said of art, too. Like, who knows? It could just be art to them, right? They could just be decorating, doing whatever, you know, like just having fun. I like the way that you said that.
They are a lighthearted people. Like I mentioned earlier, they have a lot of humor. I know that their children are really excited to interact with humans, and I believe they come very close to us, or I know they come very close to us, and I believe they're watching us all the time and teaching their children about us. I believe some of their people do not want anything to do with us. Some of them can be real assholes, and you know, they like to mess with humans or scare the shit out of us, or you know, they like to have fun. And you know, some of them are very rambunctious. Some of the younger ones, like we've been dealing with a teenager type out of the family for the last while, and some of the stuff he's been doing, we think it's anyways, he's basically, we used to call Neff Mr. Funny before we learned his name, so this guy's like Mr. Funny number two, right? Kind of following his bigger brother's footsteps, you know. I'll go to put on my boot and there's an egg inside. Hey, it's not their fault if it broke, right? I mean, when I put my foot in, which I haven't, I felt it before I stepped down on it, or I've got in my bag and my clothes are all wet. It's like, you know, then I figured, oh, they threw a bunch of snow in there, or a pile of leaves, or I've just had all kinds of crazy things, you know, happen. We had the experience of smells. On a more recent visit where it was streamlined to the individual, where Dwayne is only, you know, arm's length away from me sitting right at the end of the table, and I'm getting this smell right up my nose, and I can actually feel a wind of this stink. There was dog crap, and there was something like horse manure, or changed to that, right, and he can't smell it, and then it happens to him, and I can't smell it, and then I go to put my hoodie on and it's all wet and it's just really smelly urine. And it's like, what the hell is going on? It was only one visit, you right know, in 10 years. So I just chalk that up to experience, right? It's something that we've been given as an experience along the way. Cause we have this motto where it's always something new. They seem to always, it might be just a little nuance, but they're always giving us something different, just a little different. And I find too, over the years, things have, you know, been very, you got to pay attention to details. Things are very minor, minute at times where it's, you know, maybe Dwayne's right beside me and I'll hear something, he won't hear it. And then I say, it's there, man, I'm telling you. And, the audio catches it and records it, this little thing, or, you know, it's very, it's like we're being trained. You know, it seems that they are teachers. They teach with their actions. So it's not just them doing stuff. They actually teach about the greater unknown with right their actions. They're very efficient teachers in how they present their presence and show this greater reality that is unknown, basically. So right, it's really fascinating, incredible stuff.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's fascinating what you're telling me. I'm really and the thing, I wonder if they're trying to teach humanity to because as I'm sure you'll agree, if you don't, by all means tell me that you don't, but I think you will, that when I say that humanity's doing a great job at destroying this world, and not being good stewards of the planet, in my opinion. And I think I always wondered if they're trying to teach us to get back to taking care of Mother Earth, kind of like that. We lost our way, kind of.
I completely agree. And actually, I think this is a huge part of why there's more and more sightings. They are slowly, on a personal level, how they expose their existence is a very baby step process. And I see that happening also as a collective, as them exposing their people on a collective to the whole human race. And I believe for two reasons, the damage that we're causing to the earth, mm-hmm. and the evil, whatever you want to call it, in power that are manipulating our existence and basically guiding us towards a totalitarian, existence that basically enslaves the human race. They want us to wake up, right? They want us to connect back to nature because, you know, at this point, you know, this concrete jungle, chaotic energy is just, I'm not with it personally. I'm just fed up.
No, I know. I'm so envious because you said that you live out in the woods, and I'm so envious because I would love I've always been at, like, when I was able to go out in the woods a lot when I was younger, that's what I did. I just hung out in the woods all the time, and I really miss that. And I think a lot of people miss that, too, that, you know, we got to get back to nature. We got to do something because the way the world's going now, it's crazy. And I could see them being how they're exposing themselves, like making themselves more noticeable over time where they're trying to reach us, I think. And I think we just have to maybe have an open mind and be willing to hear them. Is another thing I think you have to be willing to hear it. If you're not willing to, if you don't think it's possible or you don't believe in it or whatever, I just think that you're not going to hear them that way. I think you have to be willing to at least accept the fact that you could hear them. And that's why I love your research. I think it's amazing. I really do, because you're, like I said, you're one of the few people that, at least that I've come across. I'm sure there's more that are doing the research that you're doing, but you're one of the very few that I've ran across so far that are talking a lot about the paranormal. A lot of the people that I've watched videos on and kind of looked at, they stay away from that area. They don't, you know, they do not want to go into that area at all. And I think that that is a real shame that, you know, at least you're looking at that area and you're making it, presenting it to people. It's amazing. Hey guys, I just want to add in here. I'm just actually sitting here. I got a moment to listen. And this, like as I was saying earlier, guys, this interview I did a while back. And since this interview, I've done a lot more research and seen a lot more documentaries and podcasts who do this research. And I have to say, you know, it's definitely, you know, I'm finding it's kind of cut in the middle. You got some people that are really leaning towards the paranormal side of it, and then you have the other people that are saying that it's nothing to do with it, and they're leaning to more of the nature side of it. And so it's definitely, it's just kind of like, it's kind of right down the middle, it seems like. I kind of like some documentaries I'm watching or podcasts, as I was saying, they're, you know, they, it's either usually one of those, or sometimes they'll kind of meet in the middle and they'll discuss it and that, but it definitely seems to be a couple camps that are even linking it to, you know, is it possible that they're linked to UFOs, which does seem to be some research and evidence that, you know, when there's a flap of UFO sightings, then maybe there'll be a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch flap too, or activity going on in the area where the UFO was found. So the research, at least for the stuff I've been watching and coming across, and is kind of like, as I was just saying, it's kind of, you know, one or the other. And, you know, there's a few that do meet in the middle. And if this is a topic that you guys are fascinated by, I do know if you do have Prime and you go on and just type in Sasquatch documentary, you will come across a lot of them. There's a lot. And even on Tubi, there's a lot of them that I've noticed that I've watched. And so it seems to be, you know, it's like everything else, there seems to be a divide, and, you know, a few groups are meeting and they kind of meet in the middle, but definitely it seems there's always this divide. So, and I just want to put that in as the interview is winding down here that, you know, as I was saying, this interview was done a while back. And so I've seen a lot more since then. And so I just wanted to let people know, kind of like an update, that I'm starting to see that it's kind of, at least so far what I've seen, more of a 50-50 thing. And so, yeah, I just wanted to add that in, and I think we're going to have time to probably finish this interview up. There's not too much left here. And so, yeah, thanks, guys, for joining me tonight for this Halloween evening. And it was really cool. I had a lot of kids show up. And I feel bad, though, in a way, because it did start raining not too long ago, like really raining. And it just seems to be one of those things that always happens, at least where I live on Halloween night. It's either it's going to rain or it's going to be freezing cold. And so the weather, it's not cold, but it's really raining out. So I always feel bad for the kids that work so hard on their costumes. And I also feel bad for the parents who got to bring the kids out in this and walk around and get rained on, because it really started coming down. I thought it was going to hold off till it got a little bit later, and it kind of, you know, the activity slows down and there's less coming to the door, but it kind of, like, right in the middle of it just started downpouring. So that really sucks for the kids. But, you know, a lot of great costumes tonight. It was really cool. I always like seeing what people come up with their costumes, and the, you know, the adults and the kids. And it was really cool. Saw some really cool ones, a really cool clown. It was a really creepy outfit. Seen a few cows, people dressed up as cows, witches, of course. And it was really cool to see the work that people put into them and that. So it was pretty cool. And it's kind of winding down here. That's why I got a little bit of time to kind of stop in here and give you guys a little bit of update and to thank you guys. And I'll continue to thank you guys who listen every week and support Revolution Radio especially. So thank you guys. And so I'm just going to go ahead and finish this up. I think there's only maybe another 5 minutes left. So perfect. It kind of worked out great and fits right in here, guys. So let me just go ahead and continue the rest of this. I don't think there's that much left. So let's go ahead here. I think that more people need to do the way you're doing.
They're basically, you know, putting up a wall and boxing themselves in. Right. I've been given the experience. I've been blessed with hundreds and hundreds of encounters. So I'm talking from, you know, from experience, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't shy away. I don't give all the information. There's a few things I haven't given out because I've been asked not to.
Right.
By both the cottage owner and their family, the, you know, Neff's family. But for the most part, I share all my knowledge and what I've learned. And like I said, I don't care about the ridicule because I know it's real. I know it's authentic, and I have they've given me so much supporting evidence. So I have a lot of courage and strength because of that, because right. of what they've given me. You know, it's allowed me to stand in my truth and just speak my heart, right?
For sure, yeah.
They know our hearts, and they do expose themselves to people that aren't expecting it, but they know our hearts, right? So I get people sometimes contacting me and saying, you know, this happened to me and I don't understand it. What's going on? Actually, there was somebody who actually contacted me, and they made a recent comment on one of my most recent video there about, there was this gent in the UK somewhere, and he started getting these voices in his head, and this guy was on the verge of suicide because he thought he was going crazy. Right. And, you know, so his friend who was trying to help him reached out to me and said, hey, man, can you talk to this guy? So I did. I reached out, so, you know, a little bit of back and forth. And he, now he's fine, right? Because now he has more understanding of what's going on. And I also want to say, too, there's more than Squatch out there that have these abilities, this whole dog man thing and all that. I've asked Neff's family about that, and apparently they are not good people, right? They're not their people, and they're not good people either from what they've told me. You know, I don't see any reason at this point of why they would lie to me. They, you know, things seem to be very legit and truthful with them, and they've shown me that they know what goes on in my life and in my head and my thoughts and this and that. Very powerful beings, right? So I do trust them at this point, and they've given me no reason to, you know, assume that they're telling me any lies. So it's right. Like I said, yeah, it's crazy stuff. And, you know, I see more and more people, and hopefully these folks that are of this ape mentality open their minds more and start to, be open to the possibilities, right? Because truly, we don't know much about them.
Right. Yeah, and I agree that you at least have to be open to the possibility. I think that's where the problem with a lot of people is, they cut themselves off from even the possibility because, as you said, they don't want to be ridiculed. They don't want to be laughed at. Or whatever, but you have to. I mean, I think through the interview, I think there's so much about our world and us and all of that kind of stuff that we don't know anything about. And I think that when you cut yourself off and don't even want to look at a certain area and even open yourself up to the possibility, in the long run, you're just hurting yourself, I think, because you're the one that's going to suffer from not opening yourself up. And I think it's a great thing that people are slowly coming around. And I saw that from your YouTube channel. You have a lot of followers. Like, you have a lot of people that support you. And I think it's incredible. And, I mean, it just goes to show that, you know, what you're presenting, people are understanding and they are open to it. And your channel is proof of that.
I think people, too, we all have an intuitive skill, right? Some are connected to it more than others. Some are completely disconnected, but we have that intuition, and you can tell when somebody's speaking the truth or if they're full of shit, basically. Yep. So I think a lot of people, they can feel and see my authenticity, and I tell people sometimes that question all this stuff. I say, hey, go through my channel, go through all the videos, all the interviews, all the comments, find me a contradiction. Just find me a contradiction. You're not going to.
Right.
If you're lying, that ain't gonna happen.
Exactly. Oh, for sure. And in all the videos I've seen, that's true. I've watched a lot of your videos, and I find them fascinating. It's true. You haven't swayed at all. Like you're. It's exactly what you said. There's no contradiction. Like you just. And then you have evidence. You have your voice recordings. You got lots of recordings on there that I find incredible. You got footprints, and I mean, you've even sat, I like some of the time when you just sit in front of the camera and just talk and just tell people about stuff. I like those interviews that you, like, with not an interview, I guess, a video, I would say, that you're just talking to the people of your channel and that. I think that's really cool, too, because you kind of break things down and what's going on and stuff like that and giving us kind of updates. I love that. I think it's great.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks. No, for sure. And I'll definitely wrap it up because I know I've kept you for quite a while. I do thank you, Mike, for taking this amount of time to talk to me. You're welcome back anytime. I love to talk to you again about this and get some more information on your research and that, like, as you know, as you keep going along. And you're always welcome here, Mike, always.
Thanks, Rick. My pleasure. You know, I was happy to be here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I learned so much, and I'll definitely be tuning into your channel and stuff and letting people know about it, too. I'll leave a link, as I said, in the bottom of the video here in the description so people can find your channel. Do you want to tell everybody a little bit about your channel, what they're going to find there, your website? I'll give you, like, a couple minutes, and you can take over and just let people know.
Well, I just have my Sasquatch Ontario YouTube channel. I don't know how many videos are public at this point, but there's quite a few up there. There's a lot of vocals and supporting evidence. You know, I've just the amount of supporting evidence I've been given is astounding. And I also have SasquatchOntario.com, my website. I don't keep it as updated as I should, but you know, there's some more information and stuff on there. So people can reach out to me at SasquatchOntario@yahoo.ca. A lot of people think it's .com. You know, I get that mistake sometimes.
Me too.
SasquatchOntario@yahoo.ca. So people can reach out to me through email there. There's a contact form on my website as well. So.
Yep. Perfect. Okay. That's great, Mike. Thank you. Like, as I said, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. You're always welcome. If you want to ever come on and let us know some more about your research or any findings that you find, you've always got a place here, my friend, to come and talk.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Rick.
All right. Take care and have yourself a great day.
Okay. You too.
Okay.
All
take
right.
care. Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, there you got it, guys. We made it through. I was hoping that we would get to the end because a couple of times I've done pre-records and it always seems that I'd missed the last 5 minutes or so like that. So I'm really happy that we got to the end of that. And I'm glad I wanted to play right to the end so you could hear Mike give his web address, SasquatchOntario.com, I think he said. I'm sorry if I was kind of running around here to the door for a second, so I was listening in the background here. And definitely check out his YouTube channel. Got a lot of information on there, that's for sure. So, I mean, if this is a topic that you really enjoy looking into, definitely give it a look, and you'll find some interesting stuff on there, for sure, definitely. And I want to thank you guys all for joining me this evening once again, and hope you guys had a great Halloween, happy Halloween, and you guys have a great week. Definitely look forward to Mondays. It's always a start to a new week, so I always look forward to that because, hey, you know, new things down in the horizon for sure. And definitely a lot of cool interviews coming up in the future. I got a lot lined up, so make sure you guys check in every Monday with me, and I'm going to be bringing some great guests on here. We're going to be covering a lot of different topics, so we're going to be kind of all over. And don't forget that I also have my two-hour show that I do with my great co-host, Jonathan Wright. We do that every Saturday evening. It's the Crypt Rick and Jonathan show, and that is on Saturday from 6 till 8 p.m., and we are in Studio B. So please put that in the schedule and check it out. We've had an amazing guest on, a lot of great shows, a lot of great information, and we got a lot of great guests lined up even for that show. So if you know you like listening to interviews, definitely this is the place to come, because I really enjoy interviewing people, as you guys well know. So yeah, that's what's going on. And then Friday nights in the Hawk's Nest, of course. And so that is usually I'm on there around, it's scheduled from 8 till 10. I usually try to make it for 8 o'clock, but something always seems to come up, guys. So I'm a little bit late sometimes, but I do make it, and a lot of fun. So that's a great time to kind of just chill, have a great time, bring in the weekend, listen to some music. So, you know, definitely stop by. And if you guys want to get a hold of me, I'm not hard to get a hold of, as I said earlier. Just send me an email at beenthinkingpodcast@gmail.com and just put in the title what your thoughts, you know, the title if you want, if it's for a guest that you would like me to have or a topic you would like me to cover. If you have any stories about personal stories or encounters with Bigfoot or Sasquatch or UFOs or anything paranormal like that, I would love to hear it. So send me an email. Tell me your story, and you never know if it's – we could even get you on the show if that's something you would like to do and come on and talk about your story in person, and that's something you're comfortable with. We could even do that. I'm totally open for that, but I would love to hear if anyone's had some encounters, and just send me an email. So I just want to thank you guys for joining me. Have a safe Halloween, and I will be back here Friday night, and I'll see you guys then. So have a great week, guys. Stay safe and take care, guys.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio.